Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Things change, people die, time passes, but some things and some people are not easily forgotten. This week, I'm looking at three movies about remembering people and the things they did. There's a romantic drama about a widow who can't forget her husband. And I'm also looking at two documentaries coming to Hot Docs, Toronto International Documentary Film Festival. One's about a young man, a hero of the internet. The other's about some stylish elderly women becoming famous online. The Face of Love, written and directed by Arye Posen. Nikki, played by Annette Bening, and her husband, played by Ed Harris, are still deeply in love after decades of marriage. They live in LA, and each year they go to a beach resort in Mexico. But one day, something terrible happens. Nikki finds his dead body washed up on the beach. She's devastated. Can she go on without him? Okay, 5 years later, things seem back to normal. Nikki's working again. She dresses houses for real estate dealers to make them look lived in, even though they're empty and lifeless, sort of like Nikki herself. But she goes through her daily routine, talking with her neighbor Roger, played by Robin Williams, and Skyping with her adult daughter. Roger used to be her husband's best friend, but now he has feelings for Nikki, but she's not interested. So one day, she goes to an art museum that she used to visit a lot, and she catches a glimpse of a man. She's shocked. He looks exactly like her late husband. Could be his identical twin. So Tom is his name, and he's played again by Ed Harris. He's an artist and teacher. And after some clever stalking and faked coincidental meetings on Nikki's part, she manages to meet him and to date him. So she's madly in love with him. She's actually madly in love with her late husband and finds what she's missing in Tom. He, on the other hand, sees her adoring eyes and takes it as the sort of passion he never got from his ex-wife. She sees Tom as her actual husband returned to her. So for Nikki, it's like a dream, and she'll do anything to stop from waking up. She hides Tom from her daughter, from her next-door neighbor, Roger, and she also hides the fact from Tom that he looks exactly like her late husband. Tom, on the other hand, has a deadly secret of his own, which he's not going to tell her. So is Nikki crazy? Is Tom deluding himself? Is this love or just an illusion? And can it last? I kind of like this mysterious romance. Feels sort of like a softcore Alfred Hitchcock movie, if you want. It has mystery, but no murder. It has conspiracy, but no actual crime going on. Ed Harris and Annette Bening make a good couple who are at the same time low-key, but also passionate. It's not an exciting movie, though. It's more of a relationship movie. Don't go in expecting a thriller. Advanced Style, directed by Lena Plioplite. Ari Cohen is a young man who lives in New York City, is a photographer and a blogger. So because of his great respect for his own grandmother, he decides to celebrate the many older women he sees decorating the city's sidewalks every day. He approaches women over 60 and asks if he can take their picture for his blog, which is also called Advanced Style. But he's not looking for just any old lady. They have to have charm, style, fashion sense, and panache. He looks for women who use their clothes, their makeup, their hats to construct a work of art, which is themselves. So these women all have their own stories. One worked as a dancer in Harlem's famed Apollo Theater during the Depression. Another was a magazine editor in the 50s and 60s. One's a renowned party hostess. Another teaches art and did the portrait of Ayn Rand that appears on all their books. And they each have their own style, trademark from a woman who constructs elaborately stylized bright orange false eyelashes, to another who owns a vintage clothing shop, to a punk rocker in her 60s. It's not like their lives are perfect. One woman says, "Everything I have two of, one hurts." But they're finding a second wind, or maybe a third or fourth wind, with their looks on display on posters, billboards, TV, fashion magazines, and now in this great movie, Advanced Style, is a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes surprising crowd pleaser. The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Swartz, directed by Brian Knappenberger. Aaron Swartz might not be a famous name, but it should be. He grew up with the internet and was lecturing computer scientists and lawyers as a teenager. He helped launch crucial features of the internet, including RSS and the Creative Commons. His site Infogami played an essential role in Reddit. And when it merged, he became a millionaire many times over while still a kid. But instead of retiring to an easy life in Silicon Valley, he decided to devote himself to internet freedom using activism and hacktivism. Take SOPA, S-O-P-A. It was an attempt to give U.S. government control over web content. Basically, if a film or music industry says a website is violating their copyright, the government could just move right in and close the site down. So it was thought of as an easy win, just an anti-piracy law, and it easily passed its first session in Congress. But thanks to Aaron's efforts, 115,000 websites, which eventually included ones like Wikipedia, Google, and Facebook, turned opinion around, and he defeated this very restrictive bill. This movie's a biography of all the things Aaron Swartz did. I only mentioned one or two. And how he was dragged down and eventually driven to suicide. This is not a spoiler. After being relentlessly pursued by the FBI and government prosecutors. Filmmaker is the same one who directed the excellent We Are Legion about the hacktivists a few years ago. And this extremely moving and informative documentary should be seen by everybody who cares about the internet. The Face of Love opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Swartz, has its international premiere on Hot Doc's opening night, which is next Thursday. And Advanced Style has its world premiere at Hot Doc's the following Tuesday. Go to hotdocs.ca for more information. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.